The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This may be a little self-indulgent, but I'd like to spend a portion of the show right now talking about Girls Aloud member Kimberly Walsh. Is that okay with everyone?
Again?
I know I'm always, as you put it yesterday, banging on about her, Glenn. But, you know, she is a presenter, a singer, an actress, and a DIY fan. And now she has her own shade of paint, thanks to Wix. It can transform your living space. Its name is Subtle Sage, and you can shop yours right now in-store or online at wix.co.uk. And to celebrate, well, of course, there's that gift card. It is worth £250. And it's time to meet our resident spiritual guru, the Subtle Sage. Subtle Sage. Subtle Sage, how are you?
Be well, devotees, for 'tis I, the Subtle Sage. It came to me, you know, on a yogic flying session at a retreat in the Mojave Desert when I just realised I need my own colour of Wix paint for Kimberly Walsh to be the face of. And they say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And your first step on this empowering journey is to call the studio and answer my questions 3. Correctly do that, and you win a Wix gift card to the earthly value of £250. It's as simple as that, Dave, my lovely Lao Tzu.
Oh, Lao Tzu, very nice. So what is it you said, the first step on a journey of what is it again?
That's right, they say the journey to 1,000 miles begins with the first step. I mean, that's how we do it, one step at a time.
The journey to a new character begins with a slight change of voice as well, aren't they?
One step at a time, is this a recovery program?
No, it's a spiritual
movement. All in recovery with Wix.
I don't know how you call us devotees.
You're not going out this Friday, do some DIY.
If I say it becomes so.
Thank you very much indeed, Subtle Sage. So if you'd like to play, call us right now. 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. Your T's and C's, where are they, Subtle Sage?
They're online. They're a really great read.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Here's a thing you could do at the weekend. You could transform your living space using Subtle Sage, which you can shop right now in-store or online at wix.co.uk. It has been created by a presenter, singer, actress, DIY fan, an all-round good egg, Kimberly Walsh. Now, Subtle Sage also happens to be the name of a friend of mine, a spiritual advisor to the stars. Subtle Sage, are you ready to try and win somebody a gift card?
I am in the spiritual zone, David, yes.
Okay, joining us right now, hoping to win the gift card, we have Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave. Morning, the team.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Tom.
Tom loves the main station. He's in Stoke. He's a prison officer. Subtle Sage, are you the kind of person who'd use the term screw?
Oh, yes. It feels quite cell block H, but yes, I do call them screws. Is that okay, Tom?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
You've really made a friend there, Subtle Sage, I can tell.
Well, you're now my devotee, oh, jailer man, Tom. And, shall we crack on with the questions, then?
Yes. <Shall we? laughs> Yes, please.
Okay. Now, Tom, they say change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. But which band wrote Everybody's Changing? Was it A, Keane, or B, Travis, Tom?
Sorry?
Tom, which band wrote Everybody's Changing? Was it Keane or Travis?
It was Keane.
Yeah, nice.
Perhaps my words aren't coming through to your realm, Tom. I'll try speak a bit slower, perhaps. Question number 2 for my devotee, Jangly Keys, the jailer man. They say that where your focus goes, your energy flows.
I think that was written on a cell wall.
Yeah. Go with the flow. It's a song by Queens of the Stone Age, of course, but is their lead singer called?
Hold it together.
Josh Homme or Poor Hom?
It's Josh.
Correct.
And this is your final question. We'll all be so relieved to hear.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay. It was brutal.
Let me into your heart.
Do you feel like you're doing a 20 stretch, Tom, taking part in this competition?
Open your mind and the rest will follow. devotee of mine. They say that love is what we were born with. Fear is what we learned here. Powerful stuff. Fear, F-E-A-R, is a song also by Ian Brown, isn't it? King Monkey, yeah. But what band was Ian Brown the lead singer of? You want options? He doesn't need the options.
He just wants to get it over with. You've done it. Tom, it's done.
Congratulations, well. Tom.
You've got a Wix gift card worth £250. Thank you so much for tuning into the show and playing along with Subtle Sage. We appreciate it. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you very much.
Nice one. Cheers, Tom. And that was all thanks to our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix. Shop Kimberly Walsh's Subtle Sage in-store or online for an introductory offer of just £10.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Don't go into the weekend not knowing what's happening on social media. No. Let Matt Dyson inform us all in the social ammunition. Matt, what's going on?
Two amazing musical pets to send you into the weekend this morning. First, a sleeping cat whose owners have put a reverb-heavy karaoke microphone in front of its mouth as it gently sleeps on a pillow. And the sound is amazing. It sounds... It's a cat sleeping.
It's beautiful.
It's like whale song, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like the soundtrack to Interstellar.
Yeah, it does feel like the cat's...
It's like that musical instrument, the theremin, that you just play by waving your arms.
Like the cat's in another realm. It's amazing. who doesn't feel good after feeling that?
And that's a dog saying that as well. That's a lot of impressive.
Yeah, that's a dog. And speaking of dogs, right, this is amazing. It was sent to me by John Woods on Instagram.
Hello, John.
It's a Swedish dog called Helix. And his owners have posted this video on Instagram saying he's a very talented boy. Singing, dancing and playing the piano.
Wow.
Bear with me. Hashtag self-taught. Hashtag Swedish elkhound. It's a Swedish elkhound, right? Helix. So he's at home. He's on the piano stool initially. Then he walks onto the piano.
What, just cotching? And just chilling out?
Yeah, just chilling out on the stool. Okay. But then he walks onto the piano and sort of walks up and down the keyboard and comes out with some amazing music, right?
Bark. Thank you so much.
And that he also sings along with it. Just listen to this. I thought it had been doctored. It seems to be genuine. This is real music created by a dog, everyone.
Dog is touching me like only John Legend has in the past. It's got me right here.
No wonder he's howling about it. It's amazing. It's like freeform jazz.
Hang on. So just clarify what the dog is doing.
So his hind legs are on the bottom notes, and then he wanders up, and his front legs are on the high notes.
Yeah, so he's walking up and down the piano, and as he's striking the notes, he's singing along.
As you hear him
there's not
walking.
A single clash. They're all chords.
Can we hear it again?
Yeah, he's playing notes that seem to go well together, But it's just the way he walks.
It's like the dog version of Adele.
He's gone through a really difficult breakup recently.
I was thinking maybe what Benny Anderson from ABBA, perhaps, although he plays the piano, doesn't he? Peter Bjorn and Dog. He's a great lead pianist, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I think we send it to our friends over at Jazz and tell them it's a new artist to see if it gets playlisted.
Nigel will put it on air straight away.
Nice,
put it on. Let's make it happen. You'll be talking about these pets later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 10 weeks of tickets and this week of the 10 has been about getting you in to see Bruce Springsteen at Wembley Stadium. That's what we're focused on today. And joining us on line one, we have Sonia. Good morning, Sonia.
Morning.
Welcome along to the show. Sonia likes the main station. She likes a little bit of classic rock every now and again. Sonia, are you a big Bruce Springsteen fan?
I am.
am. I've wanted to see him for quite a few years, but never quite managed it. So.
Well, this is your chance, and all you need to do is press your telephone to your ear and try and figure out who is dancing. It will be either Anna Geary or Glenn Moore. Okay, Matt Dyson, could you please go and plunge us into darkness? Are you plunging?
Here we go.
We are plunged. Okay. Okay, Glenn has stood up. Yep. Anna has stood up. Sonia, are you ready to play Dancing in the Dark?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Dave, yeah. Hurry up, will ya? Okay. And begin.
Yeah, the jingle of a lanyard.
Okay. And cease. Sonia, was that Anna or Glenn?
Well, I think it might have been Glenn.
You're saying Glenn. I am saying sorry, Sonia. Unlucky. You haven't won, which means Julie on line two, you're off to see the boss.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you.
Well done.
Well played. Well, you played a shrewd game there.
You really did. Take us through how you did it. What was the strategy there, Julie? Well done. It was Anna dancing in the dark. Enjoy the gig. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Take care of yourself. As I say, next week we have a brand new game and we have your chance to see Liam Gallagher live. Plus, later on this afternoon, Bush and Richie continue with your chance to see the Foo Fighters.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, coming to you live and direct from our brand new studios. They're very swanky. And all of the Bauer family are at last under one roof. And yesterday, that meant I made a terribly embarrassing mistake when I saw a broadcasting legend in the shape of Ken Bruce in the kitchenette making himself a cup of tea. Yeah. And I walked past him and I said, "Hello, Bruce."
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
That's not his name.
What he's saying.
I said, "I didn't know you like the ting tings, Ken." Yeah, so I said, "Hello, Bruce."
Bruce, yeah.
I mean, Ken.
Done, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, this is why, by way of an apology to all of those cursed, or maybe blessed, if you see it that way, with two first names, we're doing some shout-outs today. I did the same thing with Craig David.
Oh, yeah.
I called him David. David. Hello, David. Yeah. Craig David. Hello. you've been sending them in, 8, 12, 15, so this is an apology. Good morning, Dave. My name is James Dean. First names, but it's a flipping famous one.
Yes.
Mic drop from James Dean there. My full name is Caroline Adele Gavin.
Does that
count? Three. Yes, it does. Yeah. It does count.
But
yes.
Is anyone calling her Gavin by mistake? That's a big difference between Caroline.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
true. Dave, my name is Gary Jack.
Oh.
My full name is Gary David James Jack. A quadruple.
Oh, way too many.
I'm so pleased that I don't have to see Gary in the kitchenette every morning.
It's so confusing, wouldn't it?
Now, this is coming from a listener named Katie, who's not affected by the double first name thing, but she has a strange theory. We're going to call it the Wendy Conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which I think is a good name for the podcast as well, so thank you, Katie. Dave and the team, all famous Wendy's have two first names. Craig, James, Peters, Richards.
Wow.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never noticed that before.
It's like Glenn's reading the Da Vinci Code.
It all makes sense. Wow. The prophecy.
Absolutely right. If I push this stone in. You're absolutely right. Yeah. All famous Wendy's have two
the
first
Wendy
names.
The Wendy Conspiracy.
It's great, isn't it? The
and they
Wendy
all
conspiracy?
Live together in little children's house. The Wendy's.
So, as I say, by way of an apology, apology to all of those of you with two first names. You're getting a bit of a shout out today, and I would like to apologise to one of the greats of our industry.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, as a kind of apology to a broadcasting legend, Ken Bruce, we are doing a little shout out to all of you out there who have been cursed by having first names make up your entire name.
There are so many.
And joining us right now on line one, we have Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. How are we doing this morning?
Very good. Thanks for asking, Lee. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. So, yours is a triple whammy. Would you mind sharing your full moniker with the group, please, Lee?
Yes, so my name is Lee Christopher Scott.
Lee Christopher Scott. Triple.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Have you been called a combination of all three of those things over the years?
Oh, well, a senior person at my business recently called me Christopher Lee.
Yes.
Of the connotation. I've been called various different combinations. A lot of my school reports were to Christopher. So obviously my teachers knew me well. I've had some interesting times with my name over the years. Wow.
Well, we witnessed just how tough it has been for you firsthand. Because to get you on air, it means off air we have to obviously ring you and see if you're up for doing it and you're not too busy, of course. That's what we do with all of our callers because we're so grateful for your time. You spoke to the Hype Beast Womble executive. Let's double underline that. Yeah. Executive producer Mark. And he said, hello, is that Christopher? Oh. And then said, did I get it right? I mean,
possibly not.
Unbelievable scenes, Lee. Yeah. So thank you for taking the time to speak to us. It's Lee Christopher Scott.
Lee Christopher
on line
Scott.
One. Cheers, Lee.
Not Lisa Scott.
You're welcome.
Lee
Have a great
Steps.
Day.
Lisa Scott Lee. Do you remember the Scott
Lee? Mixed up with her?
Do you remember 3SL?
I have a friend of mine that calls me Lisa Scott Lee.
Yes.
A friend of yours calls you Lisa Scott Lee. Your name is Lee Christopher Scott.
Dancing. 5678.
So 3SL.
Yeah.
Scott
time.
Lee. That
yeah,
was, oh my goodness
time.
Me. I
I'm
mean,
so
it must
sorry,
have been
Scott.
Good in the noughties.
Yeah.
Was it good in the noughties, Lee?
Yeah, I'd wear cowboy gear and everything.
Man, we'll speak to you real soon. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Speak soon.
Cheers, bye. Lee. Bye now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and as we head into the weekend, I wanted to take a portion of this show and celebrate the release of the brand new movie, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, a film that needs to be seen on the biggest screen possible. The film is set hundreds of years after the death of Caesar and what happens to the human race. It's a brand new entry into the franchise and introduces the beginning of a whole new era. And to celebrate the release of the movie, we're giving away an epic adventure for your tribe. And hoping to win this and to be together strong, we have Gaynor and Zoe. Good morning, Gaynor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
Welcome along to the show. So how do you guys know one another? What makes you a tribe?
Well, it's Gaynor. I met Zoe. She was my hairdresser originally that had been recommended to me. So she started doing my hair and then we just became friends after that. And we like to do quite a lot of adventures together and go travelling. And we recently went to Maldives together.
That escalated quickly. I'm a little bit off the back. Would you like to go to the Maldives? My goodness me. I've never asked my barber if she wants to go to the Maldives. I'm going to have to change that. Okay, here's how it works. Think the classic TV game show Mr. and Mrs., but we're best friends. You two, Gaynor and Zoe. Correctly answer 2 out of 3 questions to win the prize. It's as simple as that. And Gaynor, we're going to start with you. Off air, we asked Zoe the following 3 questions. What were her answers? Are you locked in? You ready to play?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, what gives Zoe the ick?
She hates for no reason whatsoever, she hates guys that are called Martin.
Oh, wow.
Poor clones.
Even clones, I was going to say. Doc Martin didn't stand a chance. Men behaving badly, you couldn't care less. Zoe, is that true?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. Poor Martins out there.
Poor Martins. Wow. We've had such a name-heavy show today, haven't we? It's all been about the poor, unfortunate names. So was there a... I mean, I don't even know if I know the answer, but were you affected by a Martin entering your life in some way?
No, absolutely not. There's not been any Martins, unfortunately.
Wow. Would you ever wear Doc Martin boots? Would you listen to the House Martins? I mean, yeah, how far does this go?
No, I have got a pair of Doc Martens.
Okay, okay.
But she hates them.
They motivate me. Okay, now, well, that's one down. So, Gaynor, what is Zoe's weirdest habit? We asked her that off air. What did she say?
Weirdest habit. So... Sorry, Zoe, but you do this thing, and it's when people talk... Zoe will, like, finish the conversation, but she'll be mouthing what they say to you at the same time. I think that's the weirdest thing that Zoe does.
Like, miming along?
Yeah, she, like, mouths at the same time what you're saying to her.
I dislike you, Martin. I dislike you, Martin.
Shut up, Martin.
Zoe, do you do that?
I absolutely do. It's a really bad habit.
Wow. That is a bad habit. Right, well, that's two out of three. Just as a little bonus, who's Zoe's celebrity crush?
Zoe's celebrity crush is the same as mine. We both really fancy Bradley
Dave
Cooper.
I know, Dave. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Bradley Cooper.
I'm with you, girls.
A fine choice. A fine choice. OK, Gaynor, you absolutely nailed it. You have three out of three. Zoe, your questions... are on the way next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where we are celebrating the release of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is out in cinemas now. And we're having a wonderful game of kind of Mr. and Mrs., but with best friends, with Gaynor and Zoe. OK, Zoe, it's your turn. What is Gaynor's weirdest habit?
I've got it, actually. So the weirdest and worst habit is that, you know, when you've got a little bit of food stuck in your teeth, what Gaynor does is she gets her hair and she flosses her teeth.
Oh my God. And that's coming from your hairdresser as well, Gaynor. Tell me, is that true?
Yeah, you have to improvise sometimes when you're out. Yeah. And you've got
food. I think it's a good idea.
Do you know, I wish you could see the look on producer Ellie's face. She's a one-woman meme right now, and it's not a positive one. Okay, right. I see. Did you ever give that advice to her as a barber, Zoe? Did you ever say, do you know what you should do, Gaynor? You should stop flossing your teeth with your own hair. There's a tip for the time.
With the amount of time that Gaynor's done it, I'm surprised she's got any hair left.
What is Gaynor's most embarrassing moment? That was the question we asked you off air. What do you think it is?
I would definitely know this because this is probably the most recent and the most embarrassing one. So when we went on the holiday, we went business class. She decided, you know, like you're in your little booths, and we had... like two booths in the middle, so we were next to each other.
Nice.
And she opened like the little peephole, as we called it, and she went, Zoe, I've just trumped, but the problem is she was absolutely fine because she was in a cabin, but then the air stewardess opened her like little booth door and said, would you like a drink? And unfortunately, she got a face full of Trump.
Oh, goodness me. What a harrowing tale. The poor. To the cabin crew. Yeah. Right, let's do a little toast to the cabin crew.
They don't want that in business class.
But you know,
I'm surprised the oxygen mask didn't drop down from the ceiling.
When you go business class, the last thing you want is a stinky individual flossing their teeth with their own hair. That is not what you're paying the premium prices for, is it? Okay, and finally, I'm going to just take that. That's two. You've won, but what gives Gaynor the ick? I'm just interested to know.
What gives Gaynor the ick? I would say that the thing that I think gives Gaynor the ick is when you're eating and you've got cutlery and it's when people bite down on that metal. She always says that.
Yeah, I know a Martin who does that. What a hellish combination.
Look
that
at him,
is.
Yeah. Martin using a spoon like he's Mr. La-di-da-di-da. Is that true? Gaynor, does that give you the ick, people using cutlery?
Yeah, it's not the using. It's when they're like biting on the fork and it scrapes across their teeth.
Eat with your hair, people. It's obvious.
Gaynor, Zoe, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. You've absolutely nailed our little game, which means you have won an epic adventure for your tribe. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Thank Cheers, guys. So much. Speak to you soon. That was all thanks to Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is out in cinemas now. For your chance to win, head to absoluteradio.co.uk. All your T's and C's are also online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Absolute Radio on your Friday morning, where it is time right now for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Can't believe I sent something to the Social Ammunition team and they're actually going to use it.
Yes.
This is like how it must feel to get a shout out. I feel so happy right now. I'm elated.
The desk have rubber stamped it. They've said,
yes,
we
can.
Social
Ammo team.
Because it's a returning favourite. He's featured before.
All right, don't take the Hollywood shine off it.
No, not for a long time, to be fair. His name is Fernando Ufre. Fernanufre is called on Instagram. He's a touring bard, a creator, a hirsute troubadour who plays the guitar. But he's mainly known for singing songs like Cartman from South Park.
I love this so much.
He is amazing. And here is his version of
you
Paint It Black. He could be a weekly feature, really, essentially, you think?
I am flattered.
Every Friday, singing Cartman Friday.
I mean, you will be talking about this later, and he has saved your day.
Exactly. Everything I've always wanted. Thank you, Dave.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. In fact, that's another week's worth done and dusted. It's been an incredibly enjoyable, albeit shorter week than normal. So that means there are four brand new editions of the podcast available for you to enjoy. But the final one, Matt, to make the boxed set needs a name.
Yeah.
And the podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions. He's banging on about Kimberly Walsh again.
Oh, yeah, that was the Subtle Sage talking about the new Wix paint, wasn't it, I think, this morning?
The Wendy conspiracy.
Ah, the very two good Christian name combination. You need to listen to the podcast to hear about that.
You're my devotee, Jailer Man.
I think that was also the Subtle Sage talking to a prison guard.
I didn't know you liked the Ting Tings, Ken.
You and Bruce Ken, a.k.a. Ken Bruce.
The first name, last name, brethren walk amongst us.
They're everywhere. The owner, Graham, is up next, of course. Let's not forget. But so it has to be name related, but I think the Wendy conspiracy may be the way to go.
Could not agree more. The new pod is named The Wendy Conspiracy. You can get that wherever you do your podcast dealings. So that's it from us. We'll be back on Monday at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained, and if you enjoyed this week's worth of shows, this is Absolute Radio, and I'm Dave Berry. If you didn't, you're listening to Radio 1, and my name is Greg James. Arrivederci.